May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I'm going to share part of this from a section of scripture that Edith and Anna could do a conference on. They'll know when I get there, because they heard so much about it a couple years ago. This is what Jesus says about himself. This is John chapter 8. And he was saying to them repeatedly, that's in the imperfect tense, he was repeatedly saying to them, you are from below, and I am from above. And you are of this world, and I am not of this world. And Jesus defined his life as opposed to the Pharisees, that he was from above, and he lived life and above life, and that he came from a different perspective, not of this world. But they lived an earth life, and their perspective was that. And this is the scripture is so familiar, and the Lord's just been ministering to me again lately. This is John the Baptist's testimony in John chapter 3. After saying he must increase and I must decrease, Jesus having said in John 8 that he comes from above, he says, and he who comes from above is above all. And he who is of the earth is from the earth and speaks of the earth, but he who comes from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard, of that he also bears witness, and no man receives his witness. But he who has received his witness has set their seal on this, that God is real. In other words, those who listen to what Jesus said, believe what he said, they encountered God in a real way. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God. Indeed, he gives the Spirit without measure. That's just an amazing set of scripture. And the more the years go by, the more I read it about what faith is all about. We talk about Galatians 2:20, crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live, and here's the right translation, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So what's the faith of the Son of God look like that I'm supposed to live by? Enter, that's what it means to enter into his rest. Is that Jesus said he was from above. He wasn't from the earth. And he contrasts the two and he says, he who comes from above is above all. That there's an authority that you have. You're not under, you're over. He who comes from above is above all, and he who is of the earth is from the earth and speaks of the earth. But he who comes from heaven is above all, and what he's seen and heard, that he bears witness. People who are of the earth, they speak like people of the earth. They see things, they evaluate things, they conclude things, and they act based on the earth conclusion. We used to say the earth report. But Jesus said he came from above and he bore witness of what he saw and heard. And the scripture tells us that he only did those things he saw the Father doing and only said those things he heard the Father saying. So Jesus is saying he comes from above, and he comes from above in every situation, in every circumstance, and he bore witness of what he saw the Father doing, what the Father's saying about this situation and about this circumstance. And then he says that he who God has sent speaks the words of God, and indeed the Father gives the Spirit without measure. And the point of that context is, Jesus said, I bear witness what I've seen and heard from heaven's perspective, because I come from above. And when I speak those words, the result is God releases the Spirit without measure into those situations. And then the very next story is the woman at the well, where everybody else was rejecting her, but he was sent there, and what he saw was different than what the other disciples saw. Remember, they didn't want anything to do with her. They wanted to rebuke him for talking to her when they came back from Sychar. But Jesus saw something different. He saw things from an above perspective. It was an opportunity to love this person, and he saw, and he moved supernaturally. She wasn't healed physically, but she was transformed internally because he read her mail. He was not giving Earth's report. He didn't have Earth's perspective. He didn't have Earth's view about this thing. What Jesus was conscious of is what was going on in heaven. because of his union with the Father, and he was giving that, and the result was the Spirit was released without measure. God moved supernaturally, manifested in gifts, words of knowledge, prophecy, transformation of life, kind of thing. But this is what it says in that same chapter in John 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. And this man came to him by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you come from God, come from above. Doesn't this mean that you got a shuttle that came down, like, you come from God. As a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. And Jesus answered and said to him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. But the word born again, you do know the translation, that's not the right translation. It's born from above. Who's born from above? Unless you're born from above, you can't see the kingdom of God. Every person who's a Christian is born from above. And therefore, we have eyes to see the kingdom of God. We have eyes to see what's going on in the kingdom, not just what's going on earth, but from kingdom perspective, from heaven's perspective. We come from above. Just like it said about Jesus. Jesus says, the Father sent me, so send I you. And Jesus said here that whom the Father sent, him who speaks the words of God, indeed, and God releases the Spirit without measure. And so the point being is, faith is doing the same thing. What faith is, the faith of the Son of God, is he saw from kingdom perspective, he saw in union with his Father what the Father thought and said about this situation, and he spoke that, regardless of what the price might be, or the risk might be, or the consequences might be. And as a result of that, the Spirit was released without measure, and that's the same reality in our life. That's how faith works. What we're conscious of is what we bear witness of, and what we bear witness of is what we manifest. The Holy Spirit's released without measure. God gives the Spirit without measure. And I just share that word again. I was just thinking about, we were talking about even last night, like, you know, why this happens and what this is going on and imperfect theology that different people have about healings and stuff. And when you come back from a trip like we did where we saw thousands of people get healed, thousands, and that's not an exaggeration. There's no way to count the number. Thousands. Amazing, wonderful, cool stuff. And you go, okay, what is it you have to figure out to make it work here? You know? But I'm convinced more and more it's just about being childlike. And Jesus said, unless you become like a little child, he said, if you treat one of them, you've treated me, because he was the most childlike person who ever lived. So we think of him and all the brilliance and who he was, but Jesus was the simplest man who ever lived. He was the most childlike person who ever lived. And what the Lord's been just challenging me lately is like when you're walking in a situation, I'm not just talking about praying for people, but let's just say you're in a meeting or you're just making decisions. You know, what is his, let's just pretend that actually you're in union with Christ and you're actually in him and he's actually in you. And yet, he's the boss, right? You know, so like, he's the source. And what does he say about that? Now, we can get a glimpse of the kind of things he'd say by reading the scriptures. But if I say that, what if it doesn't happen? Or what if it doesn't work out? And what if it, then I'm going to be embarrassed, they're going to be disappointed. If I speak that, if I speak from heaven's, if I come from above, you're above all. But you see, we let things intimidate us. Situations, circumstances, people, sicknesses, stuff, intimidate us. Headaches don't intimidate us, cancer intimidates us. And I hate cancer. Terry and I have talked about it a lot of years. We hate cancer. And I believe when somebody dies of cancer, God's sovereign and they're healed now. But we're still going after the biblical pattern. Jesus is perfect theology. And everybody he prayed for got healed. So let's just take that as an example, but apply that to every area of your life, not just ministering to people, but If you come from above, you're above all. You don't have to be intimidated by anything, anybody, any situation. And your opinion and my opinion are totally irrelevant. Ian Thomas used to say over and over again, you don't have decisions to make, just instructions to obey. It's real simple. That's why Jesus' yoke was light and easy. And to just begin to speak, not my theological nonsense, but in union with Christ, be that person from above. Don't speak of the earth, of the things of the earth. Whether I'm watching Fox News and everybody, the whole world's falling apart, you know, no, that's not true. The whole world's coming together. It's all being summed up in Jesus. That's what it says in Ephesians 1. That's heaven's report. That's the truth. I don't care what it looks like and feels like. Or in terms of somebody who's hurt you, like, what when you come from above, then love prevails over anger and resentment and all that nonsense. You can't. What in the world, why in the world are we acting like people of the earth? Speaking the things of the earth and speaking the way earth people do and then excusing it by our personality or this, that, and the other. At some point, childlikeness goes, okay, a child will say anything. They'll believe anything. You ever notice that? They'll just say anything. If the adult tells them it's true, they'll just believe anything. I believe that's where God's trying to get us to. Where we simply say what Jesus is saying and we simply do what Jesus is doing in faith, in absolute confidence. To God be the consequences. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.